AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is encouraging news about the condition of football player DeMar Hamlin.
3 days after suffering cardiac arrest during the Bills game in Cincinnati, Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin is making progress. Dr. Timothy Pritz is a trauma surgeon at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
There has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress.
Hamlin's agent, Ronald Butler, told the AP that the Bills' safety was awake and had been able to grip the hands of family members at his hospital bedside. I'm Shelley Adler.
The ninth vote has not produced a new Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy fell short of the 218 votes again. North Carolina's Dan Bishop doesn't want McCarthy. He says this is the people's business.
That's what these 3 days have been about. 3 days. We are committed to make change to this institution that has lost its way.
The storm system hitting California is called a powerful atmospheric river. There are hurricane-force winds, surging surf, and heavy rains. A tree fell on Victoria James's home in Oakland, California.
Everything shook and went black. Like, the whole unit just, like, shook. I thought it was earthquake. So I ran to the back with the kids. We all met in the hallway. And then I was like waiting for an aftershock because I really thought it was earthquake.
President Biden says the U.S. will send Ukraine nearly $3 billion more in military aid, including a Patriot missile battery.
They work, and the Russians are beginning to realize that. They function well. And they're helping a lot.
Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says she will not run for a fifth term next year. The Dow finished down 339 points. This is AP News. More details are being released about an apparent murder-suicide in Utah.
Officials in the city of Enoch, Utah, say a 42-year-old man apparently used a gun to kill seven family members and himself. According to public records, the suspect's wife filed for divorce 2 weeks ago. The victims include Michael Haight's wife, the couple's five children, and his mother-in-law. Authorities say the children ranged in age from 4 to 17 and included 3 girls and 2 boys. The victims were found inside the family's home, which had been decorated for Christmas. I'm Norman Hall.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says exercise equipment maker Peloton Interactive has agreed to pay roughly $19 million in fines related to its delay in reporting a defect in its treadmills that caused one death and multiple injuries. The fines come as Peloton is struggling to turn around its business after it enjoyed booming sales during the early part of the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.